Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I had two charges on my credit card on something I did not order, and it came from this K-Med. Is that the name? And I have all the information. There was two amounts of one was $91.89, one was $92.90. It's got a number of 243-773-54P0001SGXE. And this is something I did not order, and I'm wanting to find out why I was charged, if somebody's using my credit card or what it's for. And this was the phone number that was on that charge.
Okay, ma'am. Please verify the shipping address.
4320 Grubbs Road, Walkertown, North Carolina, 27051. Last name is Oakley.
Thank you for that. And please verify the email address.
It's Alan Oakley at CenturyLink.net. I'm sorry.
Thank you for that information, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. And the last four digits of the card number is 4638 with the expiration of March of 2023. This would have been for the Everlier Skincare. And this would have been done whenever the customer either answered a survey or a text message or an email or a social media ad. And this was on a 14-day trial basis. And it would be the customer's responsibility to call us on day 14 to let us know if they wanted to continue or if they wanted to cancel. If not, then they would be charged for the remainder of the 30-day supply that they've already received during the trial period.
I haven't got a 30-day supply. I didn't order that. It's what I'm telling you. Somebody's used my card. I don't know what it's for. I don't know anything about this stuff. I don't even know what it is. And I've got two charges on here.
As I've stated, ma'am, it's skincare.
And I don't know what it is. I don't have it. I don't have any supply of skincare products that I've ordered.
We can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties such as a fine. As long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Is this one where they had a free trial basis?
Would have been free if the customer were to have called within the 14 days.
I mean, just a small, not a 30-day supply, just a small bottle of something.
It would have been a 30. It would have been a 30-day supply, ma'am. You're supposed to use them up to the size of an English pea to a garbanzo bean at the most.
Okay. I didn't receive that. If that's what this is from, because it doesn't, the name, nothing is on there, so I have no clue what that is. But I just received that last week, so how am I supposed to cancel in 14 days if I've only had it for a little over a week and a half? I just received it last Monday.
Yes,
that's not even 14. That's not 14 days. So within 14 days, I'm canceling this, and this better come off my credit card because I'm going to get in touch with the credit card and tell them to deny it. Because that is not how y'all perceived anything. This is fraud on your part. Because I had a free trial. That means free.
It would have been free.
But I paid shipping. I had to pay shipping and handling, so it really wasn't free. And I have not had it for 14 days. That's for sure.
The trial starts the day of order and not the day of receival, ma'am.
Well, see, that's fraud right there. How can you know something if you don't even get it for 7 days? So this better come off my credit card now. I'm calling the credit card company and having them deny it because I haven't gotten anything else either other than the trial size.
And that's the full of the 30-day supply, ma'am. You're being charged for that product.
No. I paid $14.13 for that, and it was a free offer. This is not going on my credit card. I'm going to the credit card company and have them deny it because I haven't received anything. I didn't agree to anything. I ordered the free supply, free, and it doesn't say anything about canceling 14 days or anything like that. There was nothing in the box other than the trial size thing. So to me, that's fraud on your part because you should have said, if you are not satisfied with this within 14 days, call us and cancel. But it hasn't been 14 days since I've had this. Whether you start counting on the day it's ordered, that's fraud because how do you know within 14 days if you don't get it at that time? It should start when you receive something, not when it's ordered. That's not fair at all. That's not a chance to even try something. I'm going out there online. Be sure I'm going to say something about it, but I refuse to pay for something I do not have. And I need your name and phone number.
It's Ivy.
What's the last name?
Last initial, S is in Sierra.
And your phone number, direct number?
I don't have a direct number, ma'am.
So if I call this other number and ask for you, they can get you if I need to talk to you again?
Yes, ma'am, I've issued a full refund of both of those charges, and it'll be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and the account's canceled out. You won't be billed or shipped anything else further, and I have the confirmation number to that ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 2576-69035.
Okay, and if I did not see that, I'm still going to call the credit card company and tell them that it's supposed to be reimbursed because I did not order this. And if anything comes to my house, I'll be damn well sure I'm going to mail it back to you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
Nope. You better make sure the money goes back in there. The credit goes back. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.